USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thousands are stranded at the airport on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and many more are in the dark as winter weather hits the eastern United States. FlightAware saying more than 2,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled. Thousands are without power in states from Maine all the way to Georgia. Events being held across America today honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Carol Swain says MLK changed lives for so many Americans.
If you look at this moment we end today with race relations, if people would go back, listen to, read the I Have a Dream speech, you can see that Dr. King preached a message that is so applicable today, and he would be appalled by the racism that's coming from the political left.
USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Weather wasn't the only issue in the southeastern United States as tornadoes touched down in the Fort Myers area of Florida. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds represents that area, and on Fox and Friends, he provides the latest on the damage caused by the tornadoes and how residents can get help.
It looks like about 68 of our homes may not be livable at this point, but we really just wanted people to try to contact, you know, the Red Cross, get as much assistance as they can. Please contact my congressional office. We will get all the help that you need, and we'll really try to help those people get to the next place so they can move on with their lives.
United States senators from both parties are in Ukraine to meet with top officials amid ongoing Russian aggression. Their meeting with President Zelensky taking place on Monday. The senators on the trip include Republican Rob Portman of Ohio and Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
In an effort to try to pass new voting rights legislation currently being blocked by a Republican filibuster, Democrats are trying to change filibuster rules in Congress that date back to Jim Crow-era times. Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have already vocalized their disapproval for the move, with Manchin calling it the easy way out. Many of the same Democrats who want to blow up the filibuster in the Senate used the Senate filibuster last week to torpedo Republican Senator Ted Cruz's effort to impose sanctions on Russia regarding a natural gas pipeline, to which Republican Congressman from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, says is hypocritical.
Bear in mind, they're trying to eliminate the filibuster to push forward their radical agenda, this socialist takeover. But they used the filibuster this week to block a vote on Ted Cruz's Nord Stream 2 sanction bill. So very hypocritical. But once again, they're going to try to do away with the filibuster to blow up the Senate so they can blow up the courts, so they can blow up our form of government.
The NFL playoffs conclude Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Kickoff for that game set for just after 8:15 p.m. from Los Angeles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.